Kenopsia. A term as hauntingly beautiful as the sensation it describes captures the eerie feeling of emptiness and abandonment that pervades a place once bustling with life. It's the sensation of standing in a place that was once teeming with activity but now lies silent, frozen in time. The echoes of laughter, chatter, and footsteps linger in the air, but the people who once filled the space are gone, leaving behind only a ghostly presence. The term kenopsia stems from the Greek words keno, meaning empty, and opsia, meaning seeing. It's the emptiness that one sees and feels in abandoned buildings, deserted streets, and derelict spaces. But kenopsia is more than just the absence of people. It's a palpable atmosphere of neglect and desolation that seeps into the soul of anyone who experiences it. Imagine walking through a once thriving shopping mall, now silent and decrepit, with storefronts boarded up and faded advertisements clinging desperately to the walls. The escalators stand still, covered in a layer of dust, and the only sound is the eerie creaking of metal as it shifts with the passage of time. The contrast between the memories of bustling crowds and the desolate reality creates a sense of profound melancholy. Kenopsia can also be experienced in places that are still inhabited but feel abandoned due to their sheer size of emptiness. An empty airport terminal in the dead of night, the void of travelers and staff, takes on a surreal quality as the fluorescent lights hum softly overhead. The rows of empty seats and vacant check-in counters are a stark reminder of the transience of human activity. Abandoned amusement parks, with their rusting rides and overgrown foliage, are another poignant example of kenopsia. The faded colors and peeling paint evoke a sense of faded grandeur. Porto Alegre, once a vibrant hub of culture and commerce, now stands as a haunting embodiment of kenopsia. Its streets, once bustling with activity, are now eerily quiet, submerged beneath the murky waters of flooding that has engulfed the city. The airport, once a gateway to the world, now sits partially submerged, its runways disappearing beneath the rising waters. The terminals, once filled with the excited chatter of travelers, now lie abandoned, their windows shattered and their interiors waterlogged. The sound of planes taken off and landing has been replaced by the lapping of waves against the terminal walls, a constant reminder of nature's relentless advance. Neighborhoods that were once vibrant and lively now lie submerged beneath the flood waters, their houses and buildings standing like silent sentinels in a watery grave. Streets that once echoed with the footsteps of pedestrians are now submerged, their lampposts and traffic lights poking out of the water like lonely sentries in a drowned city. Even the markets, once teeming with life and activity, now lie deserted beneath the flood waters. The stalls that once overflowed with fresh produce and bustling crowds now stand empty and forlorn, their wares long since swept away by the rising waters. The only sound that fills the air is the occasional splash as debris drifts by in the current. In the midst of this watery desolation, the people of Porto Alegre cling to hope, their resilience tested by the relentless force of nature. In the silent streets and submerged buildings of Porto Alegre, kenopsia reigns supreme, reminding us of the impermanence of our achievements and the fragility of human existence. And yet, even in the face of such devastation, there is a quiet dignity to be found. A reminder that life, like water, flows ever onward, carving its own path through the landscape of our dreams.